Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It's 17 to 11 and Dave Carlton, Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Bring on the weekend.
Well, bring on tonight, I reckon. What a huge night of Greyhound Racing it is.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we've got the Richmond Riches final on in Sydney. In Melbourne, a massive meeting with three Group 1s. It's Sandown Cup night, and it's always a fabulous night there. And we, of course, will be cheering on the New South Wales dogs that are engaged. And on the line is Sandown media manager Mick Floyd. Mick, good morning. Three Group 1s tonight. Race 8, the Sandown Cup, the world's richest race for stayers, is just one of them. And as I mentioned, New South Wales is going to be cheering John and Minnie Finn's trio, two times twice, Blue Moon Rising and Poco Dorado, as they take on the champion Tornado Tears, the $1.75 fixed odds favourite. Look, it's not going to disappoint.
Good morning, Disco. You're right. It is a fantastic card of racing, highlighted by the Sandown Cup. But, of course, you've got the Harrison Dawson and Sapphire Crown as well. It is a Group 1 triple header. Outstanding fields throughout. And as I speak, the rain's just started at Sandown as well. So it wouldn't be a Group 1 race without a bit of rain at Sandown Park. But we'll take nothing away from the night. It's going to be a cracker.
Well, it's 30 years this year that the mighty Bold Trees won Sandown Cup number 4.
Yeah, it's a remarkable feat. I don't think, in fact, I'm certain we'll never see anything like that again in the greyhound racing world. Very unusual for a greyhound to win the same race twice, but of course the Sandown Cup is the exception there. Tornado Tears aiming to become the sixth greyhound to defend his Sandown Cup title. And he's been odds-on favourite leading into the heats. He was odds-on favourite after box draw, but from box six, I think he's got a real task ahead of him. And if he can claim the world's richest staying race tonight, then I think he will well and truly cement his place among the greatest stayers we've seen.
Well, Mick, Tornado Tears, I mentioned, $1.75 fixed favourite. Ella Enchanted, which is New South Wales owned, is a $3.80 second favourite after her outstanding 41-54 heat win. Poco Dorado for the Finn Kennel, $13 fixed. Blue Moon Rising, $17, while two times twice is at $34. And John and Minnie also have Veloce Nero in race 7, the Cup Night Stayers, and she's the $3.80 second favourite behind Dinah Chancer at $2.10. New South Wales owned Kanzand is on the fourth line at $5.50. Mick, race 6 is the Group 1 Sapphire Crown Final, and New South Wales leading lady Zipping Bailey is the $4 second favourite behind Neo Cleo at $1.95. Jason McKay's brilliant race bitch has now won her past 6 races, including the Golden Easter Egg and the Ladies Bracelet, and is looking to join 2 of the greats to win the Golden Easter Egg Sapphire Crown Double.
Yeah, it's only 2 have done it previously, Power to Burn and Bogey Lee, both of which are in the Hall of Fame. Win the Ladies Bracelet as well. The only greyhound to have won the Ladies Bracelet Sapphire Crown Double is Cindine Shelby, and the last greyhound to win out of Box 7 in the Sapphire Crown was Betty's Angel. So if she can win tonight, she matches some of the greatest greyhounds we've seen, certainly the greatest females we've seen over the last couple of decades. And speaking of Jason McKay during the week, he was quite bullish about her chances. Box 7 for a greyhound that is slow out probably isn't a bad thing, given the amount of pace on the inside. There's a tremendous amount of early speed in this race. So one thing you can guarantee is that she's not going to lead through the first turn, but certainly if she can get that clear run at the first turn like she has done in the last few starts. Not only has she come from last, but she's running down fantastic dogs in really good time. So if she can get that clear run through, I think she comes right into play. And it's interesting she's eased from $3.20 out to $4. I think she's very backable at that price.
Oh, I'm going to snap that up. That's extremely juicy, Mick. She came out at the rear, as you mentioned, in the Sapphire Crown Heats. Just that's as is her racing style. She drove up on the fence and scored in a flying 29-53. And that surely is a bit of an ominous sign for tonight, Mick, with that very important first start on the track now under her belt.
Yeah, it was her first race start. Jason was saying she had a hand slip a little while back, but it was some time ago. It was effectively her first look at the track, certainly the first race start, and she did seem to feel her way through the first turn and into the back straight a little bit. When she straightened up down the back and went to take off, she just felt her way and wasn't real sure coming off the back which way to go. So Jason was very confident that she'll take a lot of benefit from that. She certainly enjoyed the trip down. She was very relaxed and travelled extremely well. So with that experience under her belt, I think she's one that will take a lot of improvement and Looking at that draw, as I said, there's an enormous amount of speed in the race, so she should get a clear enough run to the first turn. It's just a question then of whether she can get work her way through, which, based on the last six starts, I can't see any reason why she can't.
We want to wish Jason McKay all the best too with Aston Duke in race three at Sandown tonight. That's heat two of the Ron Nestor Memorial. Mick, race five on the card this evening is the Group 1 Harrison Dawson for the male dogs. And while there's no New South Wales greyhounds engaged, it really promises to be a race to remember. You've got Orson Allen, the $2 favourite from box four, ahead of Speedstar champ Flynn at $3.50 from box seven.
Yeah, that heat last week, they both came through the same heat. That was an extraordinary race, of course. Orson Allen holding off Flynn at the death there, 29.14 they ran. Flynn was the fastest second placing ever run at Sandown, if that makes sense. So the two dogs were the two favourites coming into the series prior, and no reason to think it's going to be any different going into tonight. Orson Allen, he's drawn box four, but his last two runs at Sandown have been absolutely amazing. He's jumped from box five in a free-for-all 2 weeks back and went 29.20. He franked that a week later last week, of course, in the heat. Jumping from box four, as he will do tonight, with a nice clear run, he ran 5.01. This race is the opposite to the Sapphire Crown. And there's no real early speed in this race. Orson Allen is the likely leader, and if he does lead, I think he'll be winning. Flynn, from box seven, you just find that a little bit harder. They actually found each other at box rise last week, but Flynn picked himself up and ran that amazing race. But from box seven, it's going to be a big task. If they're looking for a bit of value, Southern Ripple out of the red, I think, is a real good show. You'll want to get off the track a little bit, but from box one, I think that'll get him out a little bit better than what he's been beginning. And if he can do that and hold his spot through the first turn, I think he's a real good place chance at around about the $7 mark.
Okay, Mick, well, look, all the very best with tonight's Sandown Cup meeting. I know very well just what a magnificent show that yourself, your Sandown boss Greg Miller and your staff put on. I know it's a really busy day for you, so I appreciate your time today. I can't wait to lie on the lounge and watch it tonight. And thanks again for joining me on Going Greyhounds.
Pleasure anytime, Disco. It is a fantastic night, and hopefully the Vics can keep those Group 1 races here in Victoria.
Well, we'll be at odds. Good on you, Mick.
Thank you.
There's Mick Floyd, the media boss of Sandown. Oh, that'll be a huge night in Melbourne tonight, Cozzy.
And all over New South Wales this weekend too. The Cups will runneth over, Dave.
Oh, the Cups are running over indeed, because the trophy engravers are going to get cramps. This afternoon at Casino in northern New South Wales, the Beef Week Cup Final is the feature. It's race 7 at 157. Cosmic Bonus, the evergreen Cosmic from box 1, is the $2.40 fixed odds favourite. Axel Whelan from box 7 and Good to Know from box 8 are both on the second line at $4.60. At Wagga tonight, the Graham Hull Memorial Wagga Cup Final is race 8 at 9 p.m. And Winlock Huddy for Jody and Andy Lord is a late scratching, meaning instantaneous for Peter Sims will take his place from box 4. Jody and Andy still have runners 1 and 2. Race 5 at Wagga is the Wayne Butch Pertzel Memorial Final. And of course, Richmond tonight, race 8 at 9.38. is the Richmond Riches Final for 2019 with Feral Frankie for Ray Smith, the $1.75 fixed odds favourite, ahead of My Bros Ethics at $3.40 with Knighthood at $8 and Ray's other runner, Freaky Frankie, also at $8. And Ray has two runners in Sunday night's Dubbo Gold Cup Final, Irinka Lizzie in 3 and Little Digger in 8. While I'm here, Sean, there are 4 non-TAB meetings in New South Wales tomorrow from lunchtime. Potts Park races in Sydney, along with Young, Tamworth and Mudgee. While a 10-race card at Richmond tomorrow night replaces the one that was abandoned at Bulleye.
All right, you got a few winners?
Yeah, 4 New South Wales meetings today, Sean. Casino kicks off at 12.04 at lunchtime. The best bet is in race 4, number 2, Shiloh Valley. Race 4, number 2. The value bet, race 9, number 7, Redcoat. Race 9, number 7. The Gardens in Newcastle races from 3.37 this afternoon. The best bet, race 1, number 8, North. Race 1, number 8, The Value. Race 3, number 4, Devil Ted. Race 3, number 4. Wagga Cup night commences at 6.42. The best bet is in race 5, number 2, Bit Flash. Race 5, number 2, there's no value bet there. Well, the Richmond Riches final night starts at 7.18. The best bet is in the feature. Race 8, number 3, Feral Frankie, the favourite. The best value at Richmond, race 9, number 1, Jada Rose. And Sean, that wraps Going Greyhounds up for another week.